I am pretty sure that somewhere down the line there will be a shuffle of the president's ministers. But I think that we also have to pull back a bit and understand the context within which shuffles have, you know, happen. Shuffles themselves are a product of the Westminster system, where you have a prime minister who himself is a member of parliament or who herself is a member of parliament and is only a first among colleagues, and uses a shuffle, among other things, as an instrument to exert power and influence. If you look at the purely presidential systems, you would realize that they don't do a lot of shuffles. If you are not good enough, you go home. If you are good enough, you keep your portfolio and keep at it. The other trick is that, you know, when people are given an opportunity to serve in as high an office as some of these offices, you want to give them an opportunity to have command over their schedules, because it takes a while to learn and to have control. And so if you're also in the business of shuffling every now and then, your people never settle and get the full control on the portfolios. Between the two, we run a hybrid system. I think we've seen the president do some limited shuffles in his first term,
right,
based on his feedback, like what we've just done, where ministers report and then the monitoring and evaluation department gets to juxtapose your report with what they have found out on the ground about how much you are delivering. Between those two, the president will do the shuffles that are necessary as and when they become necessary.